Mickey 4-0 against Ormiston, was that as routine as it comes?
Well, like, it's no easy winning games of football, and we were a wee bit wary tonight because we left one or two players out because of the schedule we've got, and we gave Craig McGarry his first game in goal this season, and we brought one or two other players in. Stuart Fowley hasn't played for a while, so that was always, and we left Keith McLeod out altogether, our top scorer, so there was a wee worry that would give him, you know, some ammunition. You know, if I'm Murray Chain, I'm saying they're not respecting us, they haven't, you know. So I was delighted we got the early goals, and we obviously could have scored more and should have scored more, but you know, we can't argue with 4-0.
And Ormiston have already caused cup upsets this season.
Aye, well, you know, Ormiston beat Whitehill 4-1 in the Challenge Cup, and they also drew Shreel with Leith running away with the First Division. So, you know, but I think we imposed ourselves on them early on, and it was a comfortable victory.
You mentioned Stuart Fowley, 250 appearances now for Spartans.
Stuart's been a real steadfast player for us. He was our captain for years, but he's had problems with his back over the last couple of seasons. Right. And to be honest, his normal position is left back, and he's more of a defender than an attacker. And we've now got Dean Hoskins, who's exceptional in that position. So Stuart has been playing at centre back, but it's very hard for him to get in with Townsley and Kevin Sievright there. And of course we've got Jonathan Seeley, who's now back for Brechin as well, and him being a doctor, he was able to play tonight, so we played Stuart at right back. But he did great, he did really, really well, and he looks as though his back's cleared up a bit.
And coming up, you're back in the league on Saturday. Who have you got this week?
We're at Lothian Thistle. I was at, when everybody was watching Arsenal and Barcelona last night, I was at Saucony Enclosure with three men in a dug watching Lothian. And Lothian are now six games unbeaten. So, you know, we've got Lothian on Saturday and then Whitehill on Tuesday. That's one of the reasons I left some of the guys out tonight. So they're two huge games. You know, if Whitehill beat us, they're still in with a shout. But if we can go and, well, we've got to get Lothian first. If we can go and get a couple of results, it can, you know, it could be very good for us in the league. But we just, you know, we've got to go and beat Lothian on Saturday and then we can think about Whitehill.
And a quick word as well about the big news from the week, the Manchester United game being announced. You must be looking forward to that.
Well, it's, you know, having thought it through, like, I knew Craig had written a letter. Craig's a go-ahead sort of guy, and it, you know, a lot of people wouldn't have the nerve to do that. He'd done it, and it was great. And it's great for the club. It's good publicity for the club. It keeps the name awareness where, you know, there's no leak in reconstruction now, and we're doing as well as we can in East of Scotland, but it keeps our name at the forefront. But the biggest thing for me, I think, is the players. I don't know how many subs we'll be able to use, but whoever plays in that game, you know, the next Beckham or Scholes or Giggs might be there in 10 years' time, and we're guys for East of Scotland, and our guys can say, well, I played against him. And I think the players...
Swap a shirt as well?
Maybe swap a shirt. I know that it'll be mostly the young players for Man United, but they came up and beat St Johnstone and Dunfermline last season, so, you know, it'll be a great occasion for the club, and I'd hope this place will be
packed
bouncing. Oh, it'll be packed out that day, yeah.